With KSJD Local News, I'm Austin Coe. Utah Congressman Rob Bishop has introduced legislation this week that would place limitations on the 1906 Antiquities Act. The National Monument Creation and Protection Act would require a president to obtain support from cabinet secretaries and state and local governments before declaring national monuments larger than 640 acres in size. Though a president could unilaterally make an emergency monument designation of any size, that declaration could only happen once and last for up to 1 year. The act would also make natural geographic features and other natural objects besides fossils and human remains ineligible for monument protection. Finally, it would allow a president to shrink existing monuments by up to 85,000 acres or more with the approval of state and local governments. In a statement, Bishop says the Antiquities Act is, quote, too often used as an excuse for presidents to unilaterally lock up vast tracts of public land without any mechanism for people to provide input or voice concerns. Colorado Congressman Scott Tipton agreed with Bishop in a committee hearing on Wednesday.
I don't believe that reforming the Antiquities Act to bring it back to its intended purpose in protecting public lands and national treasures are mutually exclusive. We can do both.
But environmental groups, including the Center for Biological Diversity and the Center for Western Priorities, called the legislation, quote, appalling and, quote, one of the most extreme attacks on America's public lands since the Antiquities Act was signed into law. The bill has not yet been scheduled for a vote. You're listening to KSJD.